we just pray and believe that you've all had a really great week. Me and Danny have had a really great week, and God is really doing some interesting, amazing stuff in our lives at the moment. Each and every week I share that our life just seems to be going from glory to glory, and that's just not a confession. That is actually what's going on, because we've truly surrendered everything to live unto God, and because of that, God is able to do great and mighty things in our life. And as what's being shared, and as what Lawrence has been sharing, and what we've been hearing, is not anything we need to do in our own strength. There's not anything that we have to do by works, or we have to get up and strive to do anything, but it's resting in God, resting in Him, and knowing that He's taking care, He's doing the work, and that He is working in us to willing to do with His good pleasure. Kathy actually shared that on the leaders' meeting a few weeks ago, and it really just pricked my heart like never before. I've heard that scripture many times, but when she was sharing it, it really just touched my heart. And because we really do, He does work in us to will and to do of His good pleasure, and we are in grace, and it's because of grace that we are able to rest and live this exciting, abundant, great life, because of being in grace and just knowing that it's God working. And for many years, I've been really striving to know God, really striving to find who God was, and did a lot of things in my own strength. And actually, I went up and had a really great one-on-one with Lawrence this week, and that connection since doing that one-on-one each week with him has really just changed my life. It's really just encouraged me, because iron sharpeneth iron. Like each Thursday when we come on this fellowship, we sharpen each other up. It could be 10 things that are shared, it could be one thing, it could be a little bit from everything, but iron definitely sharpeneth iron. And when I'm going up to Lawrence on a Tuesday, I've been going up and just having that fellowship and really just understanding the ways of God and just sharing our hearts with one another is a powerful place, and is really, I've really understood the importance of connection, and not because Lawrence has been saying it or anybody else, but because God has been working it in my heart for that connection. And ever since I made the decision to go up and start them one-on-ones, and to start that decision to really seek God with everything, my life is just changing. Like I said, it's going from glory to glory. And over the last few, like I shared with Lawrence on Tuesday, over the last few years, or since I've been with Danny, I've really had a journey with God. Lots of ups, lots and downs, lots of condemning myself, and really lots of not being fully persuaded on God and who God is. I was sharing with Danny, and then I shared with Lawrence that a lot of times when Danny would go out, he would really pray for people, speak the word to people, and I'd get quite embarrassed, or like quite put my head down, try and turn away, walk away. And when I was talking to Danny the other day, I kept saying, I really don't think I believed. And when I went up to Lawrence on Tuesday, he was like, you've always believed, Amber, since you accepted Christ. You just weren't fully persuaded on some things. And now that you're really going to God, you're really asking God, you're starting to be fully persuaded. And that, again, really just pricked my heart. It really just helped me on my journey that I'm in with God, because He is a great God. He is a God of grace. No matter what we do in life, if it's good, bad, if it's something that we might not feel God is happy with, He is a God of grace. He is a God that loves us, and He is for us. And if we take 100 steps away from God, it really does only take one step to go back. And what I've learned about God and who God is, and for me and my journey, is that really it takes that decision. It takes that decision to know what you want, and then God will take you there. For years, I might not have been fully persuaded, but I always had a heart for God. I always, like, people were sharing, Lawrence and Kim, you know, they've been fantastic ministers for many years. Seeing Jason and fellowshipping with many people, all of you around the world. And hearing loads of wonderful things, but I really just didn't feel like I was seeing it, even though I've seen great signs, miracles and wonders before me. You know, I've seen people's legs grow out and great healings taking place, but really in my heart it was always like, really, is this real? Is it going on? But it was always God. And even though I wasn't fully persuaded at that time, God did something in my heart last year that changed me forever to the point now where I am fully persuaded. I am fully persuaded on God, His ways, because His ways are always higher than ours. But it does take, for me to get to this place where I am, it really does have to take a humbleness of heart, really kicking out all the rubbish and all the things that I thought was okay and all the things that I thought was God's way when actually it wasn't, and really just humbling myself and listen and to do. And so last year I made the decision that I didn't want to live the life I was living anymore. I didn't want to be in the place that I was anymore. And the only way I knew to get out of that and to change that was by looking to God and to fully make that decision. Lawrence and Kim have been working with me for a very long time. They have great patience. They have great patience for working with many people all over the world. And I pray for them daily because they never ever turn anyone away or never like condemn people, or they just, their hearts are just so pure and so full of that love that God has for us. And to be able to go up and have that one-on-one with Lawrence on a Tuesday and to seek him and to have that love, I just feel like it's that pure love of God on me and with me, because they've seen my journey, they've seen me and Danny and what we've gone through over the years, and the ups and the downs, and I guess at times they were a bit frustrated, like, if only you got it, if only you saw it. And I don't know if they thought that, they've never said that, but is, for me, I've really seen that it takes a lot of patience, a lot of humbleness, and really a lot of love to continue in this walk that we're walking in. So last year I made the decision, you know what, God, I don't want to live the life I'm living anymore. I had definitely most of my body in the world and my little toe probably in God. And I was battling every single day, finding, well, God, what about this? God, where's this? And always questioning why things weren't happening, when actually it was all of my reasoning why things weren't happening. And not that God was stopping me from doing things or God wasn't answering prayers, but it was where I was at with my faith, at my walk. And really, when we have this one foot in the world and one foot in God, it can be a really rocky journey, because then we start condemning ourselves, we start thinking God's not there, our faith starts to get low because we're not encouraging, we're not joining fellowships or having that connection. And these connections, fellowship, iron sharpeneth iron, is so important. I've learned this so much in the last 6 months that it's really blown my mind. God is doing a great work. And before, me and Danny, we would be going out and going on our own little ministry, like trying to pray for everybody, talk to everybody, witness to everybody. But it was all in our own strength. It was all because we wanted to make things move and we wanted to make things happen. And as humans, it can be a little bit hard, I think, to think, well, actually, there's nothing we have to do. Like, we just need to rest and be at peace and know that He is God. And when we truly get that in our heart and we truly know that that is God's heart for us, it just becomes so much easier and so much more grace on our lives, and then we start to have so much grace on our lives. And really, it just takes that dedicated decision, that decision to know what you want. And for me, that was, I wanted God to change my life, and for me, for that to happen, I had to start changing some things in my life. I had to stop thinking so much of me and start putting that thoughts on others and on God. And so this is just me sharing a bit of my journey over the last year, because it has been a year, just over a year now, with how God has really changed my life ecstatically, that I am never going to be the same person I was last year, the year before. And that's because I made the decision that I wanted God to change me. I wanted God to do a work in my life. And it hasn't been the easiest road. I wouldn't say that it's been full of sunshine all the time, because we all go through our challenges and we all go through a bit of a wilderness. But once we get through it, we see how God's always there with us. He's always holding our hands. He's always guiding us and always strengthening us in every area. So going to these one-on-ones with Lawrence, being able to share my heart, a few things that shone out to me this week was really resting in God, that it's God that does the work. There is literally nothing we can do in our own strength. And when God is first and we take that foot from out of the world and in and just put our full body in God, everything that we want, everything we need is added to us. You know, for years I always had an issue with money and things like, well, why would God want this and this and this, constantly questioning. But truly understanding now that God wants us to have our best life. He wants us to have the most blessed, best life. And for that, it does take a little bit of work from our part. And the only work that takes is to make the decision, God, I'm going to move with you. I'm going to really surrender everything. And that means Amber is now dead and Christ is now alive. And when you truly make that decision from your heart, which I have, and you probably all already have, or you're on that journey, I had to make that decision that there was nothing else that could satisfy me in this world. No friends, no job, no family. The only thing that can truly satisfy me is God and my relationship with Him. And when I got that into alignment with what God says about me, I'm just seeing His benefits from growing and developing in my life, that all the things that I always wanted, that I always found hard to have and get, which I was working and working and working 60, 80 hours a week for pennies, is coming. Like I have everything, a good relationship with my family, fantastic relationship with people outside of my family, who I'm able to speak God's word to, who I'm able to talk about the goodness of God. And before that always seemed a struggle, it always seemed hard. But it's because I've truly taken my whole body from the world and I've literally put it all into God. And some people might say, well, that's a bit religious, or that's not being real, or that's not life. Life happens. Believe you me, guys, I know life happens. Life has been happening to me for a long time, and definitely over the last 9 to 10 weeks, I've understood life, and I've understood how gracious and glorified our God is, and that He really is with us. And the devil is a liar. He's always a liar. He's always been defeated, but we make him feel like he's not defeated because we put our situations above God, or we put our downfalls before God, when actually we are God's masterpiece. We are created for great and mighty works. And to get to that place is just to make a decision to really understand who we are in Christ. And again, Lawrence said to me on Tuesday, when somebody asks you who you are, you can say, well, actually, my name is Amber, but if you want to know who I am, it's going to take a bit longer. If you've got a lot of time and a bit of time for me to explain who I am, because I am Christ. I have Christ living within me, and I'm seated on the right-hand side of God, and all things work together for my good because I've accepted God and His ways. And all my encouragement this week is just to really rest in Him. Rest in God. Try not to make things happen on your own strength. Definitely don't sit there condemning yourself or putting yourself down when things aren't happening. Sometimes we just need a little check. We just need to look in a mirror and say, right, these things aren't going the way that I feel they should, or I feel a bit down, or I feel like things aren't working. What is it? And sometimes it's something we have to change in ourselves. Sometimes we're either letting too much influences, we're letting too many narratives, we're letting life defeat us, when actually if we take a stand on life, we have already defeated it and can live it abundantly, gracefully, full of hope, joy, peace, because that's what God wants from us. As Christians, we can make it difficult. And what I've learned over the last year is that it's not difficult walking with God. It's definitely not. It's about knowing what you want, making the decision. And we're all here on fellowship. We all come to fellowship. We all want great things. We all want to see the power of God. We all want to see signs, miracles, and wonders. But what are we doing to do that? Are we changing things in our life? And I'm not saying we have to be religious and give everything up and just start sitting in our cupboards and praying for hours on end. I'm not saying that. But is there certain things in our life that we have to change? Or are we making excuses as to why that's not happening or why God's not moving? And yesterday I was sat at my dining table And I was just really meditating on the things that me and Lawrence were sharing and really meditating on my week. And I just had this thought come to my head, you know, it was, are you a Christian for yourself or are you a Christian for God? Now, it might have been my own thought or it might have been God working in me, I don't know. But I know I want to be a Christian because I want to know God. I want to see him move and I want to just move in that. And I'm not going to stop. It doesn't matter if my family turn against me. It doesn't matter if people want to talk about me. It doesn't matter if I don't have a job or any of these things. Any of these things that I thought used to satisfy me, it doesn't matter because I am so at peace. I am so humbled and thankful for what God has done in my life. But there's no stopping me now. There's no stopping me being able to rest, to just be calm, at peace and chill, because that's all he wants. And then when he puts them small things in our heart, to be able to move with that. And it's just so awesome. It really, really is awesome. And we weren't on last week and I managed to listen back at a few of the teachings and I listened to a few of the testimonies and there was a real couple that really shone out in my heart that I've been really praying for. Because God is a God of deliverance and God really does love each and every one of us. And he's for us and he's with us. And when we make the decision and when we start looking in the mirror or start waking up when we put our feet on the ground and saying who God says we are, confessing his things over our life, not what the world says or not what we think we are, you know, confessing, you know, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. You know, I am blessed when I lie down and I am blessed when I stand up. And just all these things that are in God's word, just confessing them over our lives, and it just changes us. It just changes us and is a real, real honor to be God's daughter. Is a real honor to be sat on his right-hand side, and is an honor to be able to walk in this life according to how Christ Jesus walked. And our job is to reconcile people back to God and to reconcile people back who are lost. And if we're lost in a wilderness all the time ourselves, up and down, not really knowing what's going on, which I have been over many years, up until I made that decision last year that I needed to change, I wouldn't see it either. But I've seen it. I know that God is real. I know that he is for us. I know that when there's so much stuff going on around us that it can seem like, well, where is God? But the enemy is after our faith. He's always after our faith. He's always after our belief system. That's why the people in this world can look like they've got everything together. They can look like things are going so well. Because the enemy is not after them. Yeah, bad things might happen and stuff might happen, but the enemy is really not after their belief system because he's got people where he wants them. And that's like when we have one foot in the world and one foot in God, he kind of has us where he wants us too, because our full believing isn't in God. And that's something that I've really, really learned. And Jason shares it every single week, and he shares it for a reason. And it's seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because all these things shall be added unto you. And wow, how true is that? How true is that, that when our heart is fully persuaded, our heart is fully connected to God and the Lord Jesus Christ, everything you've ever wanted, everything you could ever dream of is yours, is handed to us on a silver platter. And with that, we have great peace, great joy, and great wisdom, because we're living in the spiritual things, not the world. And really, that's what I wanted to share this week. I'm just so blessed. I'm just so thankful. I am so at peace. I've experienced quite a lot over the last 9 to 10 weeks, and really, God has done a mighty work in my life, and I can just see him doing more and more, and I'm just so thankful and just so grateful. Like, I have tears literally rolling down my eyes where I'm just so blessed with what God is doing in my life. And he'll do it in each and every one of you. He'll do it with your neighbors. He'll do it with your friends. He'll do it with your work colleagues. But it takes a decision. It takes them sweet words that we share with one another each night. Each Thursday, what we hear, what touches our heart, write it down. I always got a pen and paper. I'm always writing down what touches my heart. Because when that touches my heart, I can meditate on it. And then that word could be used for somebody else when God says talk, or God says just walk by the Spirit, because it's embedded in our heart. And yeah, we're literally on a powerful, and on, for loads of you, this has been something that everyone's lived and been doing for years, and this is manifesting in your life and has been for years. But for me, this is really fresh. This is brand new. This is exciting, and is always going to be exciting, because I truly know that God is for us. He's with us, and he has great works and plans for our lives. But that only comes when we're not trying to do it in our own strength, when we're not trying to mingle and associate ourselves with the world, but just associate ourselves with God. You know, be not conformed to this world, because God wants us to be formed by Him and through Him. And that's then when Amber is no longer here. It's just the name. I'm just Amber, because it's Christ that liveth within me, and Christ is doing it all. Yeah, I'm just blessed. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so humbled. And yeah, it's just really great to come on here and just share my heart. And it's great to have a platform to be able to share it with all of you. And yeah, I wish you all have a great week. I pray for you dearly every day. And thank God that you all are encouraged, and that God is really moving in your lives as like He is in mine at the moment. Because yeah, it's really awesome to be a son and daughter of the Most High.
Yeah, God bless you all, and just carry on with what Amber was sharing, really. Like, God is just so awesome, and he won't be moved, and I think will change His position. And it's just really awesome, because being fully persuaded is really important, and really taking our desires to God. And it's just really awesome, because me and Amber, we've been going, you know, we've been able to pray with one another each and every morning. We pray on an evening, and we just really get to put our desires there with one another and what we're doing personally on our walk. And, you know, it's encouraging one another. I say to her, you know, you take your desires to God and you ask. And like this morning, we were sharing with one another, as, you know, really expecting, you know, what we're saying, like, when we're going to God, what we want, like, when you look back and you just see, like, the men of God, like David and Joseph, like, they really went to God, great relationship with God. And I think it's really important that we understand and know that when we want God to move within our life, and when we want God to move within a situation, that your relationship is really important, but also the community of the believer coming together, praying with one another, and really taking things to God, like really taking situations to God together as a family of God, and, you know, really expecting the best and really believing for what God says, like, you know, because we are fully persuaded on God's truth. Now, I understand, like, okay, we live in this world and we have wonderful doctors and nurses. We have wonderful dental care. We have, you know, there's many things out here which help us, you know, to be healthy and to be strong. But to really live from the place of, you know, knowing that we are already delivered, we are already 100% healed, and I'm talking physically, mentally, and addiction, whatever it may be, like, when you take this to God, and when you bring it with your community of believers, like, we can really fight against the spiritual warfare, which is done first in the spiritual, which is then manifested in the physical, because we really do have power and dominion here on this earth right now. Like Adam and Eve, God gave power and dominion to subdue, to go and to multiply and to live and to be blessed. And like, obviously we know that got lost. Jesus recovered it and made us come back to the one true living God. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, we get our new bodies, our new man nature, where we really have that power and dominion given back to us. And God wants us to be moving and walking in that dominion and power. Like, you know, because And it really is true. It really, you have to be fully persuaded. Like, you know, I shall not be moved. And when it's also accompanied with like-minded believers, then God will really move. Like, there is faith right there. And God can move. God, and, you know, it's not even like we have to look for the healing or look to cast out a devil spirit. It's just going to happen because our faith, our let's say vibration, is because we're walking with God and the Holy Spirit that is in us is protruding out of us. Like, and God wants that for each and every believer, each and every one of us, to walk and to be bold and to stand. But remember, many are called and few are chosen. So, you know, what I've been learning, I believe I am fully persuaded upon God's word and God's truth. And I feel like the Father's been working with me and bringing me along on a journey of where I'm taking these certain things to Him, and I'm asking Him to open my eyes, help me see, let me really be like You, let me only see what You do, God, let me only say what You say, let me be encouraging to each and everyone that I come across, let me be stirred when I have to be stirred, but let me do everything in that wonderful love of God, because at the end of the day, like, truth sets people free, and we can't compromise on holding the truth from anyone, but really speaking the truth in love, and that we're looking to edify, we're looking to bless, and when we're walking with God, we will walk in the same footsteps and even greater as Jesus Christ, because that's what God wants us. But we just need to turn off this five sense mode that we see, we all go into, we go in and out of it, but the more we go to God, the more we fellowship with one another, like, that's when God can take that old junk out, the old man you're putting away, and anything that tries to exalt itself, we need to bring it down. And, like, God wants you to be set free, but it really is the decision in your heart. Like, you've got to be kind of determined. Like, when I used to train for boxing, I had to have a determination to fight through those extra couple of minutes or those extra couple of seconds before that bell rings. And it's like now, like, the bell can ring any time, and we just really need to get our minds focused and steadied upon the Word of God, the truth, the fresh bread that's being shared from, you know, whoever's sharing, and that we put these things into practice, especially when we're around with a council of unbelievers, that we keep to, you know, the truth, and we don't compromise because someone might be saying something, oh, I better agree with that. No, we need to stand strong and know that, well, my God can do all things. And, you know, I just want to go to a scripture, which is in Matthew. And, you know, God's just really been putting it on my heart, because we really need to understand that taking instruction that is being shared and taking it into your personal life and being right, God, like, I really want to see how, as You want me to see, like, I don't want to look for, you know, because the devil's a liar, and he's very good at cunning and putting thoughts in your mind, you know, very silly thoughts or something just to steer you off, you know, it could be anything, but, like, it's really being stood in that and casting that aside. But anyway, let's just go to Matthew 18. I'll read from verse 18. And it says, truly I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And it just really hits my heart, that right there, you know, because we can walk in that every day. Every day we can walk and really be like, right, well, I bind this on earth right now, and it shall be bound in heaven. And if you loose it, it has to be loose. And if you're not going to God with these things and really persuading yourself upon this and letting the Holy Spirit make it come alive and embedding it in your heart and in your mind, like, you're never going to see it. You're never going to see the mountain move. And, like, God says that if you have faith, the mountain will move. And so, okay, so what do I need to do? If I pray for something and it hasn't moved, then what's going on? You continue to go to God. You continue to ask Him by I forgot the name in Spanish, but Portuguese. Ana and Pedro. Sorry, guys, I forgot your name here, Pedro, but you were talking about speaking in tongues. And speaking in tongues, like, very... try and speak in tongues as much as you can, because I know when you speak in tongues, it just keeps you in alignment. It brings the heavenly thoughts. It brings understanding, because the Holy Spirit is energized in us. And it wants to be energized, but we have to make that action. We have to make that decision. And we have to go to God to reveal it or to ask of Him and, like, really go into Him. And it's just been really awesome because, again, God is not a man that He should lie. He keeps to His word. And it's just been really awesome because me and my wife, we've been able to decorate. We've been able to, you know, just get the house up together, make it nice and fresh, clean, you know, because we're going to be starting fellowship soon. So, you know, we want the house to be presentable so people can come. And it's just been like how God's just worked everything, like with the carpets and just with getting the right paint and just with everything, like God has provided, and it's been effortless, like really effortless, because we've been putting God first and we've been really going to Him. Now, we've had our challenges, which we'll probably share soon to come, but not just as yet. But, like, we are going to have great testimonies to share. And it's just like God is working with us. And when you keep Him in your heart and when you keep Him in your mind, like, it starts from the time you wake up. Like, it has to be the first thing, because otherwise you're just distracted and bombarded by the world. Like, for me, anyway, getting up in the morning and first thing is, like, I am blessed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Like, that's every day trying to just really get in your mind, like, because I know if I don't do that, it's like I'm just not walking with God. I'm my old Danny. I'm the old Danny. I'm being maybe mean or not who's, you know, God's created me to be. So, you know, there's a diligent effort on our part. Like, yes, it's grace. We relax. We let God do the work. But there is a committed decision on our behalf. There's an action that we have to do. Like, not run around and try and get it together. That's God's job. But my job is to condition myself to make sure I'm training myself rightly, righteously, because that's what Christ has paid the price for me to continue to live in the old man, which should be crucified with Christ, is no good. It's no good to the, you know, the neighbor that's next to me. But when I'm in Christ and I'm walking with that wonderful love of God and the Spirit of God is leading me, and, you know, I'm ready to preach, I'm ready to give an answer to every man that asks about the hope that lives within me, because I know my God, I know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, and I know when faith is up, when you're walking in that operation, the spirit of faith, like, God will move, like, God is there, like, things happen, it's Jesus Christ moments, it's just boom, 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 boom. I remember when we went to Germany with Klaus and that, and we were just going out to different coffee shops, and there was just so, it was just God moments everywhere. We were, 1 minute we were ministering to this one person, and then we got to bless this one person. Yeah, there might have been a couple of people like, nah, you're alright, give me a funny look, I'm like, bless you too. And it was just really awesome. We've seen God healings take place. And again, you know, because, you know, my heart is just to really encourage each and every one of you to know that when you do these committed things, like, it just takes me back from when I first started, like when I was younger, but I had no wisdom. I was unwise. And I was saying to Amber the other day, I was saying, you know, I'm a little bit wiser now. And obviously not fully wise, because I, you know, being humble. But like, I'm really now at a place of, I'm expecting great and mighty things. Like, really great and mighty things, because God is stoking the fire. Like, God is doing the work within me. And I just pray right now that this tangible, whatever's going on, just to transfer to each and every one of you, that that fire gets stoked up in you, and that energy from God is really on fire, and I've been asking for it, and I can feel it really bubbling up, and we're really going to see great and mighty things, and we're going to fellowship. We're all going to be face to face soon to fellowship with one another, and we'll be able to fly and meet one another and really encourage each other in the flesh, because that's what we're believing for. You know, it's great that we get to have Zoom, but we want to be in flesh with one another, encouraging one another, and really seeing miracles take place, healings take place, because that's what's available. And when we're solely committed out, which starts with yourself, then we can fellowship with one another and encourage one another and really pray and believe for certain things that we are desiring. And it always brings me back to when Peter was in prison and the church really prayed and they came together and they were believing God, and the angel came and released. And when he did come, they still didn't believe there. They were like, what's going on here? What, Peter's actually here? Yeah, he's at the door. And they praise God. And like, God wants to do that with us. So yeah, that's what God's doing in our life. And I'm sure we're going to have much more to share, like, because God is awesome. And he is great. So I love each and every one of you. And just be of good comfort and of good joy, because our God is great. So love you all. God bless.